Yeah, we'll start off with football this hour. Liverpool have been beaten again, this time in the League Cup last 16. The Reds have suffered a 3-0 defeat at home by Crystal Palace. It's now 6 defeats in 7 matches in all competitions for the Merseysiders, who had Amara Nalo sent off. For boss Arno Schlott, well, the pressure is mounting. He spoke to Sky Sports News after the match and says he knows that this is not acceptable.
It's not of Liverpool standards to lose 5 out of 6. It's not of Liverpool standards to lose 6 out of 7. So it might increase a little bit, but not so much, because the pressure was already very high.
Yeah, you look at the Liverpool fixtures coming up next. They face Aston Villa in the league this weekend, and then they have to take on the Los Blancos of Real Madrid. So it's going to be interesting times for Liverpool and the manager Arno Schlott. Chelsea also ended with 10 men in a thrilling 4-3 win at Wolves. Arsenal, Man City, holders Newcastle are through to the quarterfinals of the League Cup. Now the draw for the Carling knockout has been confirmed. Both matches will be in KZN. Golden Arrow is hosting Maroon Magellans. Richards Bay taking on Orlando Pirates. And then the story of the week. The women Proteas have beaten England for the first time in a World Cup match to book a spot in the ICC Women's World Cup final. I said it yesterday and I'll say it again. For us to beat England, we had to be perfect. We lost the toss. They told us, it's probably a good batting wicket. We batted first. Laura Volfart, they say Captain Fantastic. She's Captain Ridiculous. She scored 169 runs, becoming the first captain to score a century in ODI World Cup knockout matches with the ball. South Africa bowled the Poms for 194 runs. Marizan Gob, 5 for 20. The thoughts of the captain.
We knew the start would be crucial. Taz and I have been really strong up the top of the order, and I think when we bat well up top, it sort of feeds off to the rest of the lineup. So we did identify quite early it was a decent wicket, so we just wanted to keep going. I had a few other batting partners that batted really well, so yeah, really nice. So we got to a big score.
Yeah, and it's heartbreak for England, who thumped South Africa opening match at the World Cup, and this time around it's beaten by South Africa. And here's their coach.
You get to the semi-final stages and you're one step away from being in a World Cup final, and you know, I'm incredibly proud of what the team have achieved over the last few weeks, and not to play our best cricket today is disappointing, and obviously that's something we're going to have to reflect on.
South Africa into the final. The second semi-final takes place today. It'll see Australia against India at 11:30. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Sky Shabalala.